This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, buddies, go meet the Chief tomorrow, 9 to 11. Eric Chiafalo doing a Flagtober hit at Lowe's on Chalk Hill Road in Dallas. Pick up the one-of-a-kind 2024 Whataburger-themed G-Bag flag and hang out with Eric Chiafalo while he eats a bowl of ground beef. You're going to love it.
Yeah, free breakfast, dude. So we're going to have burritos and quesadillas and all that good stuff.
Let's go.
Where are you again?
What? Lowe's, West Dallas, 1710 Chalk Hill Road.
Is there any chance that he could help somebody find something? Like somebody needs some windows or somebody needs air conditioning
Yeah.
Filters.
Uh-huh.
You think Eric could like help somebody?
Absolutely.
Like Jalen Tolbert last night, I will rise to the occasion.
Like go, yeah. Oh.
It might feel like a kick in the nuts.
That would be aisle four, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, do you think he could do that?
I think he would definitely help. He would definitely help. He could be other eyes and ears.
I'll tee up somebody in there that'll get you scared away.
I want to see if you just, how many people you could confuse. Like with like.
Start giving them recommendations and stuff. Like, hey, I'd go with these windows.
Have you ever thought about this paint color, you know, and help mix, like get the shaker thing, be a part of that?
I think you could pull it off. You know, D. Ware used to do that in his days off sometimes. He liked hanging out at Lowe's so much. Yeah. He'd go there and put an apron on and, you know, sort of point people in the right way. You know, builder guy, kind of guys, that's their thing. They love that kind of deal. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chief get in there and do that.
DIY bros.
Have you ever? Yeah. I've never been more intimidated than walking into those places, though.
I hear you.
I mean, you walk in there and you're like, I'm just overwhelmed. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot going on and there's people in here that know a lot more than me.
You got to jump in and ask a lot of questions, you know,
I feel like I'm wearing them down with those.
You probably are, you know, but because they have so much information, they got like 10 things they got to do, but take pictures of your project at home and just show them and look like an idiot and be like, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot.
I bring the stuff in.
They like to help.
I physically bring in like the light bulbs and stuff like that, the lamps.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, you pull out of the ceiling here.
The fluorescent tubes.
Tubes. Uh-huh. I bring them into the store.
There you go.
And walk around with those. And I'm like, oh, here, can you help
me? Need one of these.
Yeah, I do. I go, help me with this, please.
I'm just a caveman.
I'm just a caveman.
Those guys do appreciate it, though. Like, they take pride in their knowledge. So
I'm coming to
them for wisdom. They're like, yes, let me shed some light on this for you.
By the way, I told you the battery-powered chainsaw was the best gadget I'd ever owned. You did say that.
Why'd you lie to us?
It got even better. Okay.
Get out of here.
I had to take the trees out of the front yard because they died this summer in the heat. I didn't water them enough. So I'm trying to dig it out. This son of a gun has roots that are like, you know, the size of a python.
Yeah.
And I couldn't dig it out. So I end up getting my chainsaw going down into the dirt and just carving like a 3-foot circle around the tree and then just pulled the tree out.
With an electric chainsaw?
With an electric chainsaw. Now, the gas one, you're in danger of grounding that thing and having it fire back into your face. You know, people lose their lives with a gas chainsaw. It's too powerful to ground it.
Yeah, you
know, the battery-powered thing?
Yeah. I would think a battery chainsaw couldn't cut a twig.
It's you're being like environmentally, you're being environmentally friendly, but you're also ripping trees out of the ground, so you're kind of canceling out your environmentalist...
I can't believe that you can cut anything with an electric chainsaw.
I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't get a snag every now and then and just stop.
This though.
It does not have the horsepower of a gas chainsaw, but it's safer. and it's more versatile.
The green way to ruin Mother Nature.
Hey, how about this one? How about this one? They're cheap. Percentage Dawson wears any type of protection doing this.
Oh, no. He's a raw dog kind of guy. Always has been.
Always have the sunglasses on outside.
You shirtless doing this? You take your t-shirt and like tie it around your head like
extra
a
long
what
shirt.
About, okay, you got the sunglasses, no gloves.
I usually wear gloves because of the poison ivy. Yeah. Got to have long pants on.
You can say the word.
Because of the there's a P word in there.
Yeah. You can say poison ivy around him and he starts itching.
It's incredible. Hey, we got to get into some Cowboys content, though, guys. I know you know. It is a proper Cowboys Monday. The segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. I do like doing yard work. It's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Ian Rappaport with the deal on Marshawn Nealon did not suffer the torn ACL in the win over the Steelers. Did suffer, though, the partially torn lateral meniscus. Mm-hmm. He'll get it trimmed tomorrow and expect him back this season. So hopefully, you know, all is well that ends well. Doesn't sound like a good thing to get part of your meniscus cut out.
No. Or trimmed.
Yes, or yeah. Or trimmed. But yeah. I think most of the time it works out okay.
It just sucks that your first round pick and your second round pick are banged up. It seems like Guyton's going to be okay, but you're like, man, how much more of a pile-on do we need to have here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, Nealon was one of your better defensive players.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's coming along. He really, really was.
Might set off a little bit of a tank factor. I mean, the injuries are becoming overwhelming. You got Lions, Niners, Falcons can get you. Eagles can get you, although that one's going to be at AT&T. The Texans and Commanders, I mean, out of the next six, you might only win one or two of them, Brian.
There was a percentage, I guess ESPN threw up their numbers, and they kind of said percentage of chance of winning games. There's nothing better than 48% on all those games.
On the next six?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule.
The Giants were a little bit more, but everybody else was 48% or lower.
And now with the Commanders sitting at 4-1 and scoring 30-plus points again, I feel like this division's over. Too strong for you?
Like, because the Commanders just got this thing?
Yeah. All the injuries.
Yeah.
Maybe the Eagles fly, I think.
The schedule for the Commanders sets up, really, really well.
Yeah, it's two extremes.
Yeah.
And they're playing such good football right now. I do think they will start to come back down to earth at some point, which is to be expected. But will they still be better than what looks to be three pretty bad teams otherwise? Like, do you really buy what the Eagles got going on? Do you think they can fix it? Like, who replaces the Commanders? It's like, man, even if the Commanders flounder a little while, I still think they, at this point, they're probably in the catbird seat in this division.
Okay, Kelvin from Alvarado says, Broadus, I chopped down a whole dang tree with a battery-powered chainsaw last month, and I wasn't a believer until then.
I'd like to see pictures,
thank you,
sir. Pictures?
A lot of guys on the text are coming in strong here. I have a cobalt battery-operated chainsaw, cut my 12-inch tree in 10 minutes. Yeah, it's not going to go as good as the gas, but it'll get the job done. It's a sharp blade, too. You just got to add some oil.
I just kind of feel like, though, that there's just not enough power to get through the tree.
Well, you're on the right path, but you'd be surprised how much power they can pack into those lithium batteries these
days. I don't
days.
See dudes in like upper British Columbia throwing down an electric chainsaw
Those are real badass.
No, that's industrial.
Those are top tier, bro.
You're taking down old growth timber. You're going to need the real deal.
Do I play golf with mini clubs? I mean, I watch pro golfers do it. You may
if you're at a mini golf course. Yeah. You know, it might be appropriate at that time. John Mishota says, I think we got it.
Idea.
Jump balls for jump balls, and I got you. That's the one that makes the most sense to me from CD Lamb.
Oh, okay.
With the Mishota would
jump
figure
balls
that out.
For give me a jump ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mishota would figure that out.
Yeah.
He's attention to detail, dude.
I like that. I just hope that we're going to have some, you know, good times ahead with Dak and CD. You know, this is a little too close considering what happened just 10 days previously in New York. You know, you want to have, maybe we actually got a perfectly crystal clear glimpse into how the Lamb family feels about Dak when Mama CD went on Twitter. Like, have we considered that? Because that's kind of how he looks at Dak, how Mom tweeted about Dak, if you ask me. There isn't reverence there.
No,
come on, bro.
You're right. Some of the body language stuff, if you didn't know, if you were coming in and you were uninitiated to anything, you'd be like, yeah, there seems like there could be some tension here. Not sure. I know Bobby talks about all the time, though, how Dak has been very upfront with CD of like, hey, we need to have these exchanges where communication is good, the dialogue, even if it is a little bit at your throat or whatever. So in last night's, I guess if that's what he's saying, Dak not even reacting to it, it's just kind of like he's just throwing. I think he was trying to be a little bit more encouraging there than he was tearing him down. But obviously, I'm just making a guess there.
No, I mean that's what this quote would support. You know,
right? Mm-hmm. Jump ball. Like, come on, we got this. We got this.
Throw more. I promise, I'll turn and jump next time. Keep throwing it. Mm-hmm. We go to the Twitter account of Amanda Guerra. CBS, she found Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri? You say it with a D, not an R, right?
I think so, yeah. If you want to put the sauce on there.
She was at the same game he was over the weekend.
Vegas?
Is that where they were? Las Vegas?
Flavortown?
He lives in Vegas.
Yeah, but he's the mayor of Flavortown, so he could have been there too.
Well, tell me where the Flavortown football team's located there.
Oh, you know where
he
it is.
He could be anywhere.
Come on, football guy.
He's a man in demand.
Like you don't know.
New Orleans? If there had to be a Flavortown football team, what city would it be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you
San
asking,
Francisco, New York?
You're asking the hard hitters
New
today.
Orleans? Where would the Flavortown football team be located, Dawson?
I don't think it'd be San Francisco. Is that a culinary capital?
Bro.
A lot of good restaurants there.
All right.
Step I way stand down. Yeah.
Flavortown,
back.
Probably
just
in the,
get back to my beef. Probably in the Midwest. I would think Chicago. Good restaurants there.
Ooh.
A lot of heavy people, you know? I think that's...
Well, if that's the barometer, it's got to be Green Bay.
Indeed, yes. No, but she was tweeting because she got a word with Guy Fieri, who settled the debate once and for all. Boneless wings are not wings, he says. Mm. Says wings are wings, and you can't half-ass it. Thank you, Guy, for once and for all settling that.
Take the bone out of a bird and watch that bird fly. You'll be standing around for a while.
Yeah. I still think we need to get on this and
wow.
I mean, come on.
And figure out a way to take the actual meat off of the bone, and then you would have the bone meat still there.
Yeah.
And that would technically be a boneless wing. You deboned the wing.
When you guys come up with this?
Yeah.
I'm backing you with tens of dollars.
See? And we're gonna take that meat and fry it after smoking it.
Yes.
Putting some barbecue sauce on it. I think that would win.
Keep dirty talking me.